Kirsten Randall. Kirsten Randall.
Hi. I'm Kirsten Randall, and I'm greatly concerned about the consolidation of media ownership in the hands of large corporations and the catastrophic impact of this consolidation on the quality, diversity, local relevance, and public value of the information and ideas that are available in the increasingly homogenized and corporatized media market. I share the concerns of the people here who have spoken regarding the threat to the free exchange of ideas, a crucial component of a healthy democracy. But of my many concerns regarding this issue, I wish to address the role local broadcast outlets play in preserving public safety and how public safety is threatened by the increasing delocalization and automation, especially of radio stations, by large media conglomerates like Clear Channel Communications. The Commission is doubtless aware of an incident that occurred in Minot, North Dakota on the morning of January 18, 2002. A train derailment put residents at grave risk of exposure to toxic anhydrous ammonia. City officials attempting to warn the public by radio were unable to access 6 of 9 local stations, as the owner of all 6 stations, Clear Channel Communications, had put them all on autopilot, leaving no one on staff at the point of broadcast or in the corporate office to respond in the public interest. Clear Channel claimed no responsibility and maintains that the city of Minot should have relied on the Automated Emergency Alert System, or EAS, to alert the public. We in the Puget Sound area know that while it is a useful tool, the EAS cannot be relied on as a single safety measure. The EAS initiated 2 false warnings of a devastating mudslide or lahar from Mount Rainier in the single month of May 2006, resulting first in unnecessary panic and ultimately in distrust of the accuracy of the EAS. When the lahar flows, when the volcano blows, or in any emergency, public safety is best served by people locally on the front line and on the mic, not by canned corporate robo jocks.
Thank you. Ursula,